الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. وبعد، listen to Hamza Yusuf, and inshallah the video will be played within this video.
Wahhabism?
Yes, sorry, I probably said it wrong.
Yeah, well, look, the Muslims are not monolithic, and so you have... The vast majority of Muslims historically have been called Sunnis, with about 15% called Shia. Within those groups, there's also some differences, but overall, both of those groups, the Sunnis and Shias, accepted each other as Muslims. They differed on certain things, but they did not excommunicate or anathematize the other. There is a strain of Islam that emerged about 200 years ago that was a reformist movement. It's very much in line with the kind of puritanical Christian movements that emerged in England as well. And you know, so in essence, they're kind of like, the best of them are like grumpy Amish. You know, they just kind of want to be left alone.
With weapons. And they,
yeah. And the worst of them are like the worst of the Ku Klux Klan. And it's kind of between that. So unfortunately, it's a reality that we have to deal with as a community. Now, one of the problems is that the petrodollars has enabled massive amounts of literature that I would consider pretty extreme to flood the Arab world. And so a lot of modern Arab youth have really been indoctrinated into a type of Islam that historically was very alien to Islam. And the bitter fruit of that is now emerging in places like Syria, Libya, Iraq, and Yemen. But historically, the Muslims, I mean, they have a lot of blights on their history, undeniably. But overall, I think Greg mentioned earlier, you know, for a pre-modern civilization, it was one of the most enlightened. It was certainly highly tolerant of other cultures and civilizations. It was very eclectic. It took from other cultures and civilizations, and also it protected Christian churches. There's a reason why those churches are being destroyed now in Iraq. Why weren't they destroyed before? Why were they standing for over 1,000 years? The Christians were there long before the Muslims, and the Muslims honored them. And you can look at the Syriac writings. A Muslim has the key to the Church of the Sepulcher to this day. He opens it every morning at dawn to resolve one of the conflicts that the Christians had when the Muslims first got there. So, and I was just with, we were in Marrakesh for a conference protecting religious minorities in the Muslim lands, and there was a Yazidi man from Iraq. His name is Baba Sheikh. You can Google him. He's one of the Yazidi leaders. He was there. He came up to me after his talk. I was talking to him, and he said, listen, nobody amongst the Yazidis believes this is Islam. We know what Islam is. He said, I know Islam better than most Muslims. He said, we've lived with Muslims for centuries, and that's why we're still here. These are criminals. And the truth is, many of these, you know, these Sabians and Yazidis and Druze and these other religious groups, they know that this is not Islam. But unfortunately, it only takes one generation to break that link.
Oh, yeah.
And so people are going to forget. And that's my fear, you know, is that people will start associating these things with Islamic behavior.
Listen to Hamza Yusuf make takfir on Wahhabis. What's the problem that Hamza Yusuf has with Wahhabis? They call to Tawheed. So it goes both ways. They call to Tawheed, and he doesn't like them because they call to Tawheed. This is a man who says that Christians do not worship or believe in three gods. They really don't, he says. Even though everybody knows in the whole world that Christianity is called not oneity, not twinity, it's called trinity, try saying it. It's tathlith, three gods. We explained the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns Christians not to say three gods. لا تقولوا ثلاثة إنما هو إله واحد. Don't say three آلهة. That's what the ayah means. لا تقولوا ثلاثة إنما هو إله واحد. This is news to Hamza Yusuf. So what does he say here about Wahhabis? A strain of Islam emerged about 200 years ago. It was a reformist movement. It's very much in line with tyrannical Christian movement that emerged in England as well. They're kind of like, the best of them are like grumpy Amish. They just want to be left alone. And the worst of them is like the worst of the Ku Klux Klan. Allahumma musta'an. So the best of the Wahhabis are like Amish Trinitarian Christians. The worst of the Wahhabis are the Ku Klux Klan, the white supremacy group, fanatical Christians too, and Trinitarians. So Wahhabis, they don't do good. In the dictionary of a man who says Buddha in the Quran, don't forget this, Buddha in the Quran, no, Habibi, sorry, no, Habibi, there he's not in the Quran. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Let's start. First, Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab died in 1792. That's 230 years ago. He was 90 years old when he died, rahimahullah. He started his mission around or before 1742, about 280 years ago. A strain of Islam emerged about 200 years ago. Who is he talking about? Surely not Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. Anyway, and then according to what I understand from the stuff he said, that at the same time there is a tyrannical Christian movement that emerged in England as well. Which one? I mean, like which one? Like which one? What does this have to do with Wahhabis? So at the same time, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab was calling to Tawheed of Allah and to stop worshipping dead people and trees. A movement started in England, also called to Tawheed and to stop worshipping dead people. I mean, I don't understand what this man is saying here. It's just, if you listen to the and watch the video, see how these creeps were making fun of those who called to Tawheed and calling them kuffar, clearly. That's what he said. They're kind of like, the best of them are like grumpy Amish. And the worst of them is like the worst of the Ku Klux Klan. La ilaha illallah. So today we'll talk about the Amish. Many people outside the United States don't have any idea who the Amish are. So today we'll talk about the Amish. They believe in one God eternally existing as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So they are Trinitarian. Wahhabis are Muwahidun. They believe that Jesus Christ, God's only Son, died on the cross for the sins of the world. Typical Christian faith that is absolutely false. They don't believe in this because they require anyone to be someone who is benefiting for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, which he didn't make, to believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the Lord and Savior. Those who don't, which is the majority of humankind, they don't benefit from this sacrifice. So he didn't die, as they claim, for the sins of the world, but for the sins of Christians. And then they divide, and quickly, let's say, like the Amish, they're not recognized as true Christians by other Christians. Catholics and Orthodox are the majority of Christians, have been since the beginning of this Christianity religion. And the Protestants are a minority, about 20 to 25% of Christians. And the Catholics and Orthodox consider them to be kuffar. They're not Christians, according to the majority of Christians. So it seems Jesus died for the sins of 700 people or something, because they keep dividing and dividing and dividing and dividing and dividing. In the end, who knows? Except that Jesus did not die on the cross. Let's talk more about the Amish. They believe in one scripture, often quoted in Amish worship services, and that is, they believe in the Bible, of course, in general, but there is one scripture that they often quoted in their worship services. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. They are admonished to live a life that is separate from the world. So they are known for being modest in their life, separate from the world. They don't do technology. They live like people lived in the Middle Ages. Older order Amish and Mennonites forbid photography of their people. Their objection is based on the second commandment, Exodus 24. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. So from this perspective, they are like Wahhabis and Muslims, because Wahhabis are Muslims. We do not approve of taking photographs of living things. So the Amish, maybe they got this from Muslims or whatever, but it's in the Bible that this allows them to take pictures of living things. The Amish have deliberately made decisions as to what will or will not be allowed among members of the Amish community. The Amish do not pass judgment on outsiders. Of course they do. That's why they separate themselves from outsiders. They don't want them to be mixed with their community. And they decide for their community what they can or cannot do. You see? The Amish and the Mennonites have gradually become known more for their traditional practices and their quiet, peaceful way of life, and less for their active evangelism. This trend continued until it seemed almost wrong to send members out of the close community to evangelize. So they don't want new customers. That's what it means. So they don't call to their religion, their brand of Christianity, their quiet, peaceful way of life. And this is what Hamza Yusuf calls, they just want to be on their own, to be left alone. Okay. However, what are these people accusing the Wahhabis of doing? That the Wahhabis are violent, accuse other Muslims of being kuffar, and they want to force everybody to follow their way. So Wahhabis, Amish, nope. Both Amish and Mennonites are committed to a lifestyle of peace and non-violence. Yes, it is known from their history. They were the subject of violence by other Christians throughout their history. Today, they live in their own areas, separate from other people, and they do things the old way. And inshallah, we'll talk more about what they do. The Amish believe that unfettered use of technology can lead to evil. Therefore, they restrict the technologies they use. Amish believe in adult baptism. This was a fundamental issue leading to the formation of the Anabaptist branch of Christianity. Anabaptist branch of Christianity. So they do baptism at an adult age. Humility, family, community, and separation from the world are the mainstays of the Amish. Meanwhile, they claim Wahhabis want to spread Tawheed all over the world. MashaAllah. Men and boys wear broad-brimmed black hats, dark-colored suits, straight-cut coats without lapels, broad-fall pants, suspenders, solid-colored shirts, and black socks and shoes. Their shirts may be fastened with conventional buttons, but their coats and vests fasten with hooks and eyes. Men grow beards. Also, people who follow the Sunnah, they grow beards. Men grow beards after they marry, but are forbidden to have mustaches. No mustache. Old order Amish women and girls wear bonnets, long full dresses with capes over the shoulders, shawls, and black shoes and stockings. Their capes and aprons are fastened with straight pins or snaps. Amish women never cut their hair, which is worn in a bun, and they are not allowed to wear jewelry of any kind. They ride bicycles and drive horse-drawn buggies, though many of them will, on occasion and in emergencies, ride in cars, trains, and buses operated by others. Although the buggies are traditional box-like vehicles, they are not always black, as commonly thought. Some of them are white, gray, or even yellow, and many Amish and Mennonite groups can be distinguished by their chosen color of buggy. Amish are considered excellent farmers, so they work their land, growing and storing the majority of their food and purchasing in stores only staples such as flour and sugar. The old order Amish refuse to use most modern farm machinery, preferring the sweat of their brow over the ease of modern conveniences. And they have good food too. Tastes good because they don't use chemicals and the food tastes good. For this same reason, the dolls young Amish girls play with are traditionally faceless. That's good. Musical instruments are forbidden by the old order Amish, as playing these they believe would be a worldly act, contrary to the critical Glasnenhet. I always have trouble pronouncing this word. Contrary to the critical Glasnenhet, it's like a German word, Glanziert, that spirit of humility, modesty, and informality that lies at the heart of the Amish way of life, and which the Amish believe was exemplified by Jesus Christ. This is good. Muslims also are not supposed to play music. Muslims are also not supposed to dance to the music. The Sufis dancing. I mean, they're not like Amish in this way. And the Muslims are not allowed to play music or dance to the music. What can I say? So Hamza Yusuf is making takfir on Wahhabis. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give aid, victory, and support to those who call Tawheed their religion, Tawheed their faith, Tawheed their practice. The Muwahidun, those who call to La ilaha illallah truly, and to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as being Rasulullah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.